Raven, what was your first summer job?
You know, I was thinking about it when you first mentioned this. I didn't have an awesome summer job. Like, I had regular jobs. Like, I mean, I think my first job was a dishwasher in a Chinese restaurant. And it was really, really tight kitchen. And it was really, really hot. And Mr. Fong was not always nice. But when he was in a good mood, you would get a free meal at the end of the night. And it was great because I love the teriyaki strips. I think the first cool summer job I had, I was a formal wear shop manager, like a tuxedo shop.
Yeah.
And the best part was it was air conditioned. So the only time it got really bad was prom season. And when it was like wedding pickup day, if you had like 7 weddings come in at once, that was tough. But other than that, it was like most of the time you were just basically trying to stay awake.
Right.
And then for those few harried moments, you would have like an adrenaline rush and it would be crazy. Right. But it was always air conditioned.
Like, who's renting tuxes in March?
Well, they got to pick them up in June and July. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So, you know, my girlfriend Rita, and you can call or text 1-800-330-9999. What was your first summer job? She was calling me and we were talking about her son. And she said he got his first summer job and he's a teenager. He's 16 years old. And he's going to be an intern in a marketing firm. So basically he's going to be filing paperwork and doing whatever.
Getting coffee.
I guess.
Yeah.
And I was like, no, that's dumb. And she's like, what do you mean that's dumb? I couldn't.
Right.
Like, that's what you do when you get to college.
Right. Like, that's like a serious job. Like, you're trying to become a serious adult.
Something on your resume.
Right, right. Yeah. I mean, that's not fun.
Right.
Right. It's not like hanging out at a golf course or anything like that.
My first summer job was we worked at this country club, and it was like one of those like well-to-do country clubs.
I think all country clubs are pretty much well-to-do.
Uh-huh. And we worked in the pool bar, and I'll never forget. It was like the craziest, best summer ever because all my friends worked there.
Yeah.
We would just eat. We would just cook and eat for ourselves all day.
I mean, it's just like a John Hughes teenage movie from back in the day. I mean, it's everything you would want it to be.
Then they asked us not to come back next summer because we flipped a couple golf carts. That was the end of that.
Yeah, I think that's, again, par for the course, though, with your new employees.
And then one summer, I'll never forget it, that we... Now I look back and I'm like, my mom let me take a job at a pyramid scheme place. It was like, you had to sell knives. I was trying to sell knives door to door, like this Cutco place or something like that. I was like, who gives a 16-year-old all these knives?
Right. Nobody would send their teenager door to door on anything nowadays either. Like, nobody. Nobody would do
knives.
That. Right.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Oh, top 4 jobs in 2021 for first summer jobs.
Okay.
Number 4 is a lifeguard.
Yeah.
Which I wanted to do. That's the coolest
wouldn't
job.
Wouldn't that be great, right?
Oh, it's the coolest
but
job.
But it's serious, though. You do have to pay attention, obviously.
Yeah,
people's lives are on the line.
Yeah.
So, you know, and you've got to be fit and all that. So maybe it's not so great.
Well, I think, like, it's very glamorous.
Yes.
I always thought it was glamorous, but because I couldn't actually swim with my head underwater,
right,
I never
it wasn't
going to
be you. Wasn't going to be you.
Number 3 is babysitter. I get that.
Okay.
Also, I'm looking for help this summer for babysitting. If any of you are available, please reach out.
Why would you even say that? You're going to get every nut job there is now. Good luck with that. Now.
Number 2, camp counselor. I never got to go to camp because my parents are Italian and they didn't know what camp was.
Yeah, they didn't believe in it.
They didn't know what it was.
I'm not paying that kind of money.
What do you mean? You stay home.
Somebody else is going to watch you?
No, you watch TV.
Right.
TV's free, Anna.
Right.
You love TV. It's the cartoons. You watch the cartoons.
Right.
And number 1 is being a summer intern, which is what my girlfriend's son is doing. And I can't believe it's becoming the norm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess camp counselor would be more glamorous in that regard.
Mm. Right? 1-800-330-9999. What was your first summer job? It was so disappointing. One of my best girlfriends told me that her son, who's 16 now, he got his first summer job and he's going to be working like in a marketing firm. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but that's not what summer jobs are.
Yeah, I mean, you thought that he'd be outside somewhere enjoying the weather, you know, getting a tan, whatever.
Ice
having
cream,
a little bit of fun
scooper,
with his friends.
Something fun, you know, like that's the whole point of getting a summer job, right?
Yeah. Well, that and money, right.
Well, yeah. Yeah. Top 4 jobs for first summer jobs in 2021. Number 4, lifeguard. Number 3, babysitter. Number 2, camp counselor. Number 1, summer intern, just like Kyle's doing.
Get that internship thing here. By the way, we're hiring interns right now.
Yeah, it's true.
If you happen to be near the studios and you'd like to wake up at 3 in the morning, perfect time.
What was your first summer job? 1-800-330-9999. Anna and Raven?
My first summer job. Something they don't even do anymore. I worked for the state for a youth conservation corps, and it was awesome. We used to go around to different state parks and just do little repair jobs and, you know, parking barriers, put in steps, and it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds like a cool job. You sure they don't do that anymore but use inmates or like No, like seriously, because I mean, it seems like a good thing where there should be a work crew out there working it, right?
We had, I think there were two adults, and we would meet, all the kids would meet at like one location, and they would pick us up. I don't remember all the parks. I think there were four or five that we went to over the summer. We would just go out and do like park maintenance and repair stuff, and I think we made like $5 an hour maybe. Something like that.
Yeah, I went to a farm recently, and they had a bunch of teenagers that were working the farm, and I thought that was really cool. You know, it was like, I don't know if it was volunteer or like they got in trouble and they had to do it.
They were court ordered to work at the farm? I doubt it. Right.
But it was nice. I thought it was nice. Anna and Raven, what was your first summer job?
I work at the Playland to sell candy, apples, popcorn, and slushies.
Oh, amusement parks are a big good first job for the summer.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. Like, you're definitely, like, your friends are going to come by and it's going to stink when they're at the park, like, enjoying themselves. But they're going to come by and they're going to say, hey, and plus, not for nothing, if you're the slushy girl, you're going to get hit on. Like, you're going to get hit on. Inevitably, boys are going to hit on you, right? Because they're going to be like, what's up, slushy girl?
I always wonder how much qualifications do you have to actually be able to run the rides? Because those people are young, too.
No. Give me the candy apple dispensary.
What you want.
It seems like less... Yeah, I don't want that tension of the rides.
No, I never touched the candy apple because it's really hot.
Yeah.
It's like over 300.
See, that's enough danger for me right there.
Right.
You're right.
She's like, I'll stick to the slushies.
Yeah.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your first summer job?
Oh, I was a mover. I was on one of those teams with two men in a truck.
Yeah.
It was awful.
Oh, my gosh.
1,000 degrees. And I'll say one thing. If you do hire a mover, tip. Because on those days when we got tips, it was awesome. But for the 90% of the time when we got jammed out, it was awful.
That's a rough gig, man. I mean, you look at it, you know, especially if you're thinking like, I'm just going to do this. It'll be, you know, I don't want to say brainless, but brainless. I won't have to think about it, right? I'll just have to be brawn right here for the next couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
You think it's going to be all right. You can show up in any condition you want. And then you get there and you're like, wait a minute, it's actually backbreaking work and I'm dying.
Oh, no, yeah. We would be hammered from the night before and even have to take the hair of the dog off before we start.
Oh, man. Well, that's great. Thanks for busting my lamp.
But the worst part is whenever I had a hard move and I would be like, how are they going to get this to the door? I'd always say, well, the movers have to figure it out.
Right.
Now knowing that you're just hungover and showing up. Yeah, that explains my walls, what they look like now.
Right. White glove movers because they were so lit the night before. I love it. Great. That's the only way to cover up the stank. Perfect.
1-800-330-9999. What was your first summer job? Number one job for teenagers in 2021 is becoming a summer intern. And that made me so sad because that's not what a summer job is.
Lame.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't no fun, man.
You gotta scoop ice cream and hang out with your friends and be outside or something like that.
At least be at a golf course.
Yeah. What was your first summer job? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna Raven.
My first summer job was working at Edible Arrangements. You know, making those bouquets of, like, fruit and stuff.
Yeah.
I love those.
I mean, it was okay. It was, like, the best job in the world. I did it with my best friend, so that made it fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, we had a good time, just the two of us. The only perk was that, like, we would sneak, you know, you're around food all day. It smells so good, and you just, like, we would sneak it. But, like, actually, by the end of the summer, they asked me not to come back because they said I'd eaten too much pineapple.
Wow.
Once they dip it in that chocolate,
it's,
man.
You have to have it.
Yeah, there's no resisting it.
Yeah, what are you going to do at that point? It's their own fault for making it so irresistible.
No, it's true.
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was your first summer job?
Hey, you know, it's funny. I always wanted to be, I went to camp as a kid. I always wanted to be a camp counselor, and I got hired eventually, but not as a counselor. I got hired as like the maintenance guy. So I was like taking out trash. I was helping clean the kitchen at night. I just basically had to clean up the art shack. I had nothing fun to do. They would not let me be a counselor for whatever reason, which is really strange. So it just sucked.
That's still a bummer.
Yeah, you know what though? I mean, look back on some of the best films and you know, TV shows though. The janitor is the guy that the kids, they learned something from, right? Breakfast Club. The janitor is super cool.
Mm.
All right. Mm. Queen's Gambit. The janitor teaches her how to play chess. Pretty good.
Okay. Whatever you got to tell yourself.
You know what? You should have been a better maintenance man.
Yeah.
Strive for that next summer.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. What was your first summer job?
So I actually got to do something pretty cool. I went to Arizona State. And one summer, I got a job giving Grand Canyon tours.
That's cool.
That is cool.
Yeah, you know you were in good shape that summer.
Oh, gosh, yeah, yeah. It was my junior year, and a lot of my friends kind of lived out in the area. So, you know, I would, like, hike and walk and chat with all these cool people all day, and then I would just party with my friends at night.
I always wonder, how do tour people, like, remember all the facts? Like, they can rattle facts like it's nothing.
I mean, it's all they're doing all day.
Is repeating the same thing over
and
over.
Yeah, I mean, 2-3 times a day, some of these walks. I mean, come on. That's a lot.
Yeah, people basically wanted to know, like, the same 5 things, and then the rest of the time, it was just them taking pictures.
Right.
So
there you go.
It was pretty cool. I got paid to work out all day.
The other thing is just tell everybody to stay hydrated.
Exactly.
Over and over and over again.
Right. Yeah.
All right, let's, we're drinking water. We're drinking water. Up here on the right is this rock.
It's another rock. Yeah. Look at this one. Yeah.
It's a cool job, though.
Yeah.